Hello, welcome to Harvard Kennedy School's Belfer Center Defense and Intelligence Podcast. I'm Project Director Kevin Ryan. This is Wednesday, March 13th, 2013. And our guest is Dr. Lucas Kello, whose research explores the implications of cyber weapons for international relations and security. Lucas is a joint postdoctoral fellow in the International Security Program and the Science, Technology, and Public Policy Program at the Belfer Center. One aspect of his work involves the analysis of deterrence and escalation dynamics in the cyber domain. Lucas has served as a consultant to European Union and European countries on cyber defense strategy. He has a bachelor's degree from Harvard College, as well as master's and doctorate from Oxford University in international relations. Welcome, Lucas.
Thank you, Ken.
Implications of cyber weapons. And you look at deterrence and escalation. These are words that we normally associate with maybe nuclear arms control. Is it really that serious a problem? Are we already at the point where we have maybe we need arms control treaties on cyber issues?
Well, if decision makers at the highest reaches of government are to be believed in their assessment, the threat to security posed by these new weapons is real and immediate. And what we've attempted to do so far is to transpose our inherited security doctrines of deterrence, as you mentioned, into this new domain of conflict. But we're not quite sure how that translation into this new domain actually works out.
How serious is this?
In terms of the threat itself, there are limitations to what one can say from an academic's perspective, because so much of the offensive capability in this domain takes place under the veil of government secrecy. And we have some empirical historical cases to work on, but we have partial knowledge of those episodes as well. But again, if decision makers are unequivocal about their understanding of the threat, and I think the cases that do exist demonstrate that the threat is indeed real.
Didn't General Clapper just make some sort of statement about cyber issues and their seriousness? What did he say?
That's right. Just yesterday, he said that the cyber threat, is which has various dimensions and aspects to it, has risen to the number one position in the list of threats to U.S. national security. Indeed, it's above the threat posed by global terrorists.
What does a cyber weapon look like? I mean, I know what a rifle looks like. What does a cyber weapon look like?
The way I define it is essentially as a malware artifact, lines of code that are designed to cause a disruption or even a destruction of critical assets outside cyberspace. And that's a crucial point. So these weapon systems, they move through cyberspace to reach their targets and often affect systems and machines directly joined to cyberspace. But the critical point from the perspective of national and international security is that there are important social, government, military functions residing outside of cyberspace which are affected through it, and which these weapon systems essentially seek to attack.
So you said there were some cases that might be partially known to us in the general public. Do any of these have an example of the effects of a cyber weapon?
Well, the most spectacular example that we have that is known in the public domain is the Stuxnet worm attack on the uranium enrichment plant in Natanz, Iran, which is presumed to have been conducted by Israel and the United States acting in concert. And what we know from IAEA and other reports is that worm, which worked by controlling the programmable logic controller at that plant, managed to physically impair about 1,000 centrifuges at that plant. And if one puts this in the context of the presumed nuclear weapons program of that country, it is a development of considerable significance.
So are we able to, I mean, is this still the Wild West in terms of cyber warfare, cyber weapons, or are we actually coming to the table to, you know, put some limits on this?
The problem is that we don't have any agreed or clear rules which regulate and govern permissible uses of this new technology. We have, I think it is a consensus view that has emerged already that existing rules and laws of war and conflict apply in this domain. And that's been stated certainly by leaders and officials in this country, as well as other countries. But the real question and the troublesome question is how those rules and norms apply in this new domain of conflict. And that's what we're not too clear about yet, and even at a basic conceptual level.
Are we under attack today? Is there a cyber war going on while we walk around and do our daily business?
If one reads the news headlines and listens to public officials, then certainly one would imagine that we are currently under a permanent and pervasive cyber war. But I think it's important to unpack that notion a little bit because it can be a bit misleading. So it is important not to conflate attacks that are of cyber espionage, which are essentially intelligence gathering activities, with cyber attacks properly considered, which are hostile actions which seek to disrupt or even destroy computer systems and functions relying on them. Mm-hmm. So the espionage game is pervasive and ongoing. But the incidence of actual disruptive or destructive attacks is clearly not ongoing, although it's probably happening more than what is actually reported in the headlines.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. Where if people wanted to know more about this or about the research that you're doing, how would they find out about that?
Well, I would start by referring them to my website on the Buffer Center webpage, which has a slide presentation which delineates, as I see it, the implications of these new weapons and the new forms of behavior that they enable and the non-traditional kinds of actors that they empower for international security. And I'm currently working on an extended research paper which I hope will be published in short time.
Right. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Lucas Kellow, for being with us today. This podcast has been brought to you by the Defense and Intelligence Project at Harvard Kennedy School's Belfer Center. I'm Kevin Ryan, and you can find this podcast and more by visiting our website at belfercenter.ksg.harvard.edu.